Sextina. What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy sets you free. Mariah. CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are Kathleen.
Suck my left one!
The Amanda. Lydia.
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate.
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.
Initializing transmission.
Confirm.
Mbot and
Sbot present.
All awesome in your ears.
And good evening. This is All Awesome in Your Ears this Sunday evening of Pride Weekend. And it is also the second annual CITR Show Swap, not to be confused with the second annual CITR Shoe Swap. We won't talk about that and the pair of leather penny loafers I got swapping shoes with Luke Meat earlier this week. Mbot and Sbot, as should be apparent, will not be in tonight because they've swapped their show with me. I am, for the evening, going to be Dbot, otherwise known as Darren, host of Stereoscopic Readout, the psych show on Thursday night. This is going to be cool, stepping out of my idiom this evening, going to be playing, well, a hell of a lot more playlist stuff than I normally play, and it's a good thing because I've got some great stuff for you. But we're going to be kicking things off with a nice slinky little number that I haven't heard in a while. This is Suede covering Noel Coward. This is from a Noel Coward tribute album which came out in the late 90s, I think 97 or 98, entitled 20th Century Blues. Probably my favorite track off the album. This is Poor Little Rich Girl.
Thank you. baby, you're lonely. And maybe someday soon you'll know.
Time alone will show.
Back with you here on All Awesome in Your Ears with D-Bot, filling in for S-Bot. And M-Bot is part of CITR's second annual show swap. Can't say if Maxwell's coming in, but I expect he probably will. Because I don't know. I have a hunch he might, but I have a hunch he also might not. I don't know. It's an evening of surprises. Anyway, started that off with Suede from the Noel Coward tribute album, 20th Century Blues, which came out quite some time ago in the late 90s, and their cover or their adaptation of Poor Little Rich Girl, duetting with Raisa there in the background, followed with Scotland's Long Fin Killy and Amelia, another album released in 97. Actually, the album was called Amelia. The song is Deep House. Singer Luke Sutherland would go on to form Bows and work with another bunch of projects, but Long Fin Killy, that is one of my favorite albums of all time. Saw them live at the Town Pump opening for Medicine, I think in 96 or something like that. Great show, although their bassist Colin Grieg looked like he was going to puke at any second while he was on stage. Awesome bass player too, a really big influence on me and my playing. And then Furistine from Japan, that's new stuff. If that strikes your fancy, you can always see his MySpace page. The band name is spelled Furestein. Look that up on MySpace and listen to some more stuff. That is from an album called Aqua Bar Music, which came out 2006. Furistine is Tomokazu Date, although in the early days it was a full band, so he's keeping the name going. Anyway, speaking of bands that influenced me, I'm going to play some Stone Roses because I've been listening to a hell of a lot of them lately. This is Elephant Stone.
Waterfall. And cheese, get ready for Vino Camp and Cheese Camp 2009, the perfect pairing of tastes for your palate. This is definitely not a wine festival, but rather an afternoon of cheese, people, and technology in order to make wine and cheese accessible, educational, and fun. Join us Saturday, August 8th from 12 to 6 p.m. at the Grad Student Society Center at UBC. Vino Camp features speakers from local and international wineries and kitchens. For tickets and information, visit vinocamp.com.
Kiss. You're a supplement, you're a salve, you're a bandage for it all. I can quit you, cut it out. You're patient, I am love. You're a cast sign, broken heart. You're an actor out of work.
Teenage love.
Magic Wands with Teenage Love. That is from the Magic Love and Dreams EP. Started that set off with the Stone Roses and Waterfall, which, as I said, I've been listening to a lot of, or listening to a lot of Stone Roses lately, and actually looking up what there is on YouTube, and there's some pretty cool stuff. Stone Roses performing that very song, Waterfall, on Tony Wilson's The Other Side of Midnight show, Manchester TV, circa 1988. That is, if you've actually got the album, the inner spread for the album with the band in the white room playing away, that is where that photograph comes from. Although I don't know who the guy in the background playing air bongos is. There's another very interesting and illuminating documentary available on YouTube via the, well, I guess somebody must have taped it off the BBC, a four-part called Blood on the Turntable, which actually exposes how bad their contract with Silvertone Records was. Silvertone being I guess it was kind of like a indie offshoot of Jive Records in the 80s, notorious for signing very cripplingly restrictive contracts. I think the Stone Roses were signed to a contract that essentially bound them for life, and after the first album, Silvertone had no obligation to ever release anything by them again. But you can track that down if you're interested in the inner wheelings and dealings of the music industry, because there's some real eye-openers in there. After Stone Roses, we heard Lichtenstein, a band from Sweden, with a track called Postcard. That is off Survival Strategies in a Modern World. Scotland's Camera Obscura from their new album, actually the title track of their new album, My Maudlin Career, which reminds me that there is a BBC story out that haggis is actually an English dish. Some historians come up with the claims to have found proof that a recipe for haggis exists in an English text some 100 years or so before Robbie Burns wrote his Address to a Haggis. But yeah, I call BS on that. Anyway, Camera Obscura, awesome new album, My Maudlin Career. St. Vincent also with a new album. You heard Actor Out of Work off her album Actor. And then, as I said, Magic Wands with Teenage Love. There is a band I've been trying to play a fair amount of on my show, Stereoscopic Readout, on Thursdays, out of Phoenix, Arizona, called The Smiles and Frowns, and you will hear from them in a minute. Although I do have news that Maxwell will not be in to do Mondo Trasho tonight. I don't know if that's related to the show swap, but we'll see. At any rate, this is what you ought to hear on his program. Oops. Yeah, it would help if I turn that on, too.
What might one hear when listening to an episode of Mondo Trasho with Maxwell Maxwell on CITR 101.9 FM?
I love you so much, Madonna.
Sundays at 9 o'clock in the evening.
And that's why I'm going to kill you.
Sundays at 9 o'clock in the evening.
Muscle, man. Oh, God, it's so beautiful.
I'm calling the police now!
Hey, I'm Maxwell Maxwell, and every Sunday at 9 p.m. on CITR, I play electro and indie rock, and I give away free concert tickets, and you should totally listen, because it's pretty cool.
As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, some weird and way out sounds this week. And right now, we're featuring the progressive groups which are spearheading this revolution in pop.
There's the real danger that more and more young people may follow the call to turn on, tune in, drop out.
A revelation of the ultimate reality of things, of their infinite textures.
They depend on hallucination for their philosophy. This is not a new idea, and it has never worked.
God damn your dumbass! Revisit the days when the colors were turned to 11 on Stereoscopic Readout. Thursday evenings, 6 to 7:30 p.m. You'll hear the best in psychedelic music, garage rock, freak beat, acid funk, and other musically and socially relevant artifacts from 1965 to today. Here on 101.9 FM CITR.
This is my happening and it freaks me out.
And The Wind Whistles, some Can Con there for you from their album Animals Are People 2. That's Judo, and I swear I've heard that song somewhere before, but I can't quite place it. Started that set with Arizona's The Smiles and Frowns with Huevos Rancheros off their self-titled album, which is out now. You can track them down on MySpace. Yes, you can track them down on MySpace. Followed that with The Church, and that's a band I haven't heard anything from since, God, like my last year of high school, which is longer ago than I'd really care to admit, but let's just say 20 years ago. Made a big splash in the late 80s with that single Under the Milky Way Tonight. Followed that with another really awesome track called Metropolis, this sort of neo-psych sound that they have. I wasn't aware that you were even around anymore until Luke brought it up and pointed out it was in the library. That's from Untitled Number 23. You heard Lunar Obiju with Black Ice, followed them, and then The Wind Whistles. And that's almost it for this evening. We got one track left, and it's by Zeus. Sounds like Zeus. This track is I Know, and that's pretty much it for me. D-Bot filling in for S&M Bots on All Awesome In Your Ears. I'm not going to speculate that they're going to count this as episode 29, but if you're listening, I'll have the podcast time markers if you want to podcast it, but it'll be podcast under Stereoscopic Readout on the schedule. So that's pretty much for me. You've been listening to 101.9 FM CITR here in Vancouver, UBC Campus Radio. And it looks like Maxwell's not in tonight for Mondo Trash Show, which is a pity. Let's hope that Mike's in for Transcendence at 10 p.m., and that's pretty much your listening evening sorted for you there. As I said, where am I at here? Which one did I just play? Was it this one? Could have been. Or was it this one? Oh, God. I don't even know what's in which. Yes, there we are. Okay, let's try this again. Re-cue that. When you've got two CDs in the CD player and they're both on track three and you've forgotten which one has the one that you're going to play. This is Zeus and I'm out of here. You have a great remainder of the Pride weekend out there, and I will see you on Thursday on Stereoscopic Readout. Goodbye. Yeah.